Captain Hook, we
hope I'm crew.
Give me a hand up, boy, so we're fairly matched.
I'll give you a fair fight. Here's my hand.
Thank you.
Oh, you bit me!
It's fair in love and war, Pan. Now take that and that. And now for the coup de grace.
Boys, you hear me? We're all chasing the pirates. Wendy! Oh, no, the mermaids have got her. Wendy, here's my hand.
Try to get over my hand!
Oh, Peter, the mermaids, they were trying to drown me. I'm sorry. I can't pull you further up the rock. Peter, you're hurt.
Hook.
The rock is getting smaller, Peter. Soon the water will be over it.
Yes.
We must go.
Yes.
What should we do? Swim or fly?
Wendy, do you think you could swim back or fly back without me?
No.
See, I'm wounded bad, Wendy. I don't think I can move.
Oh, Peter, what will become of us?
Peter? Huh? Wendy?
John?
Where are you?
John! We're over here! On Haruna's rock, John!
Wendy? Peter!
John!
Anyone there? We've got the dinghy.
They must have swum back home after the fight, John.
Have they flown back?
John!
They're not answering, so they can't be here.
John! John, we're over here! Michael! John! Oh. They've gone. Peter, will we both be drowned?
Well, yes, judging by how the water is rising. Look.
Oh, I'm too tired to look, Peter. My eyes keep closed.
So do mine.
But why do you keep tussling my hair, Wendy?
I don't.
I wonder who is then.
Tink! Tink, is that you?
Go, Peter, look! It's Michael's kite. The tail's hanging down and brushing your head as if it was saying, can I be of any use?
Michael's kite? Michael's guide? It lifted Michael off the ground. Why couldn't it carry you, Wendy?
Peter, both of us!
It can't lift two. Michael and Curly tried, but it might take you.
I won't go without you. I know We could draw lots, which is to stay behind.
And you, a lady, never!
Oh, Peter! I wish I could give you a kiss.
You did give me one.
Oh, no, I mean a thimble. I mean... Peter, what are you doing?
Tying you safe to the kite tail.
But Peter...
Goodbye, Wendy!
Peter, please come with me. Oh, it's too late. Peter, hold on to the stake. Perhaps the water won't reach that high. Peter, you won't die, will you? What will you do?
To die? To die will be an awfully big adventure.
Oh, Peter.
You silly never bird. These waters are treacherous. Look, you're paddling your nest the wrong way. The safest shore is over there.
Oh, get into the nest. You can drift ashore. I'm too tired to bring it any further against the tide, so you must try to swim out to it. Understand?
What? What are you quacking about?
Get into the nest!
What are you quacking about?
Oh, dunder-headed little Jay, why don't you do as I tell you?
Well, so are you.
Oh, shut up! How can anyone be so bird-brained? Look, you silly boy, here's my nest. Now, get in!
Oh, I see. You want me to get in.
Ow! Oh. No wonder his never cease. He's understood.
What about your eggs?
My dear little eggies. Oh, well, I won't look.
Would they be happy in this old pirate hat, do you think? It should float all right. Seems pretty ship-shape.
Ah, yes, Peter. Yes, pop them in.
There you go, little eggs. One, two. Nice and snug in the hat. Yes, it floats.
Well, you get in the nest. I will sit on the hat. And Bob's your uncle.
All aboard the good ship Never Bird nest. I'll pull out the stake from the top of the rock. That should make a good mast. And for a sail, well, that's my shirt. Yes, and with a good tailwind, I should be home in no time.
How does it work, Peter?
It's simple, John. The only way down into the house underground is through the secret doors.
What secret doors?
Can't you see them?
No. Where are they?
Look, what is this?
A hollow tree.
Hollow tree. Hollow tree. How are you?
Hollow tree. Hello, Peter.
Now, you just tap the bark like this and find the little catch. Hey, presto!
Oh,
the secret doors.
Step inside, John.
It's very small. I'm not sure I can get down.
Down is easy, as long as you're a tight fit. Oh, I may need to alter you just a smidgen, John, to fit your tree. You'll soon get the knack of down, but up is a little trickier. Slightly, this is your tree, isn't it? Will you kindly give us a demonstration?
Of course, Peter. Look, John, you see you nip in like this.
Then you stand still for a moment, then draw in your breath at the top, and down you go at exactly the right speed.
Smooth, isn't it? Then to come back up, you just sort of, well, breathe in and out in a certain way. And up you pop like a cork. See?
Slightly. What would happen if one person was coming up and at the same time another was coming down?
We each have our own tree because we're all different sizes. Tootles has to wear a lot of coats to go into his tree because when Peter fitted him, he'd been drinking lots of water while he was hot. He swelled up big.
But then later, he got thin again, so he didn't fit his tree anymore.
I see.
Can I have a go now, Peter?
First, I have to alter you slightly.
To alter me? But why?
No, not to alter you slightly. I need to alter John. Slightly. Look, here's a tree that might fit you, John. Have a practice. I'll see you later.
Go on, John.
Come on.
Time for tea, children.
Come and sit at the table.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Work.
I'm starving.
Move over.
What are we having?
Where's the food?
Oh, we're having pretend food tonight, Michael.
Oh. Can't we have some real food?
There isn't any. We'll just pretend to eat, all right?
But I'm really hungry.
Well, just pretend you're not hungry. Where is Peter anyway?
He's upstairs visiting the Redskin camp, having a powwow.
Princess Tiger Lily is very grateful for Peter for saving her life. That's why they're guarding us from the pirates.
Yeah.
She calls him Great White Father.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
She keeps wanting to rub noses with him all the time.
Does she indeed?
Yeah.
I'll have to have a word with him about that. Oh, children, I hear your father's footsteps.
Oh, goodness.
He's upstairs.
Princess Tiger Lily's braves protecting the downstairs wigwam from the pirates.
Great White Father saved Tiger Lily from pirates. Now Redskins, very good friends with lost boys. No, let pirates hurt you.
And all.
Tiger Lily has spoken.
Lula Lula, Great Big Little Panther has spoken.
And Great White Father has spoken.
Well, see you tomorrow.
Great White Father, rub noses with Tiger Lily.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Peter, is that you, dear?
I'll be right down.
The children are waiting, dear.
Bye, Tiger Lily.
Greetings, boys.
Oh. Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Peter. How is the lovely Princess Tiger Lily today?
Oh, fine.
Right. Here, my lads, some nuts and raisins for you all.
Oh, yum.
I didn't get any nips.
Can't just pretend once, Tootles.
Oh, yum, yum, yum.
Father, we want to dance.
Then dance away, my little man.
But we want you to dance. Yeah. Please, little fellow, dance.
Why, my old bones would rattle.
Father, huh? Would you care for a little dance before story time?
Oh, story time. Is it story time already?
Father's tired. Don't jump all over him at once, children. Go and get your nighties on. I know they're excitable tonight, but boys will be boys.
I was just thinking, it's only pretend, isn't it, that I am their father?
Oh, yes, only pretend.
Oh, you.
What are your exact feelings for me, Peter?
Those of an adorable son, Wendy.
Yes, I thought so.
You are so strange. Tiger Lily is just the same. There's something she wants to be to me, but she says it's not my mother.
No, I'm quite sure it isn't.
Well, what is it then?
It isn't for a lady to tell.
It isn't for a lady to tell. Oh, get madam.
Well, perhaps Dink wants to be my mother.
Silly ass.
For once, I almost agree with her.
Here we are, mother.
And now the story you promised us.
Yes,
as soon as we were in bed.
Well, as far as I can see, Nibs, you are not in bed. No. Nor indeed are any of you.
Oh,
we are now.
We are now.
Shh. Very well, then. Once upon a time, there was a gentleman.
Oh, I like this story.
I wish he'd been a lady.
I wish he'd been a white rat. I like white rats.
Quiet, please, you rumbustious boys. There was a lady also.
Oh, good. Was there a white rat also as well?
Nibs. The gentleman's name was Mr. Darling, and the lady's name was Mrs. Darling.
Ooh. I knew them.
I think I knew them.
They were married, you know. And what do you think they had?
White rats!
No, Nibs. 3 children and a faithful nurse called Nana.
What a funny name.
The Pussin Twins.
But one day, the children flew away to the Neverland where the Lost Boys are.
I just thought they did. I don't know how it is, but I just thought they did.
Oh, Wendy, was one of the Lost Boys called Tootles?
Yes, he was.
Yay! I'm in a story. Nymphs, I'm in a story.
A little less noise there, please. A little less noise.
Consider the feelings of the unhappy parents with all their children flown away. Think of the silent room, the empty beds.
It's awfully sad.
I don't see how I can have a happy ending, Nibs. Do you?
I'm frightfully anxious.
But if you knew how great is a mother's love, you would have no fear. You see, our heroine knew that her mother would always leave the nursery window open for her progeny to fly back by. So they stayed away for years and years and had a lovely time.
The end.
Didn't they ever go home?
Yes. Yes. One fine day they flew back through the window. And pen cannot inscribe the happy scene over which we draw a veil.
No!
What's the matter, Peter? Where does it hurt?
It isn't that kind of pain. Oh, Wendy, you are wrong about mothers. Long ago, I thought, just like you, my mother would always keep the window open for me. So I stayed away for moons and moons and moons and then flew back. But the window was barred. For my mother had forgotten all about me. And there was another little boy sleeping in my bed.
What?
Wendy, let's go home.
But are you sure mothers are like that, Peter?
Quite sure.
John, Michael...
You're not going to leave us, Wendy.
We must.
Not tonight.
At once.
You're going?
Yes, Peter. Please, will you make the necessary arrangements?
If you like.
Please.
I'll just go up to the surface and tell the Redskins.
You're really going, Michael?
Yes. I've been so, Tootles. I'm suddenly feeling homesick.
So am I.
But this is your home.
And I'm sick of it. That was just a little joke to cheer you up.
Wendy, we simply won't let you go. That's all there is to it. We'll keep you prisoner. I'll hold you hostage or something.
But Nibs, Tootles, I appeal to you for help.
I am just Tootles, and nobody takes any notice of me. But the first who does not behave towards Wendy, I will blood him severely.
Very well then, Wendy. Go in peace.
Thank you, Nibs. Thank you, Tootles.
Wendy? I told the Braves to guide you through the forest as flying tires you, so...
Dear boys, if you would all like to come with me, I feel almost sure that Mother and Father will adopt you.
Yay! But Wendy, there would never be room for us all, would there?
Well, we may have to put some beds in the drawing room. But they could always be hidden behind screens on first Thursdays when the curate comes for tea.
Yes.
Of course. That's just what I was going to suggest.
Oh. Peter, may we go? All right.
Get your clothes, everyone.
Come on.
And now, Peter, you must take your medicine before we set off. Just two little drops in a glass of water. Here we are. Well, go and get your things, Peter. I'll help you pack.
No, I'm not going with you, Wendy.
Yes, Peter.
No,
we're ready.
Watch everything.
Oh, Peter.
You're not coming.
Peter? Not coming?
Why, Peter?
I just want always to be a little boy and to have fun.
But, Peter...
Now then, no fuss, no blubbering. I do hope if you find your mothers, you will like them. Off you go now. Dink. Either way.
But, Peter, you...
Yes?
You will remember about changing your flannels.
Yes.
And your medicine. You will take your medicine, Peter.
Yes.
Promise?
Promise. Well, then, off you go, everyone. Wait! Wait! Sounds like a pirate attack. Listen! Shh! The Redskins are fighting back!
How goes the battle, Starkey?
A massacre, Captain. They didn't stand a chance.
Many lie dead and the others have all run away. Shall we go?
Go? But the night's work is not yet over, Smee.
No, Captain. The Redskins are defeated.
Oh, they were only the bees to be smoked. Now I want the honey.
The honey?
Silence, I must think. What's the honor about, Smee?
Well, Starkey, I'd lay odds. It's the Peter Pan he's after.
Peter Pan? Why does the captain hate him so? I mean, just because he cut off his hand and threw it at the crocodile?
Between you and me, Starkey, I reckon it's all on account of Belaid being so confoundedly cocky.
Cocky?
Yes, it's his cockiness that makes the captain's hook twitch so, and it bothers him in the night like an irritating insect.
Indeed.
I have it, Smee. The mushroom we found. Take off the lid. We'll hear what the dear children are plotting below.
Aye, aye, Captain.
All quiet above. The fighting must be over. But who's won, Peter?
If the Redskins have won, they will beat the Tom-Tom. Two beats on the Tom-Tom, that's always their signal for victory.
Did you hear that, Smee?
Aye, Captain, but the Redskins haven't won. We've taken them all prisoner, so they can't beat the Tom-Tom.
No, Smee, they can't beat the Tom-Tom, but you can.
Oh, can I? You mean me, Smee, but why?
Why? Try it and see.
The Tom-Tom! An Indian victory!
Oh, Captain, I see it now. You're a genius, you are.
Don't we know that? Right! A man to the mouth of each tree, and wait. As the children emerge, bundle them up quick, bind them, gag them, and stack them by this sumac tree.
Yes, sir.
Peter Pan!
Leave him to me.
Aye, aye. Here, a two! Three! All right, four and five together. Ah, that must be the twins. Six?
Number six is larger than the others. Now, why might that be? Must be something to do with these tree doorways to the house below.
Seven, eight, and...
Mother.
Oh, forgive me, dear lady, for this trifling inconvenience. The element of surprise, a favorite tactic of mine.
How dare you!
We hope not to detain you long. Take her away!
Yeah, come along now, Monsieur.
All the prisoners are present and correct, Captain, except for Pan.
No other way out. He must still be down below. Smee, men, convey the children to the ship. Leave me to deal with Pan.
They do wiggle so, Captain. I don't know how we'll ever carry them, even though they're tied up so tight.
Oh, simple, Smee. Carry them along in the little house. Bundle them in, lock the door, shoulder it high, me hearty.
Oh, load them into the house. We can carry it like a coffin.
Ah! That's it, Paco. Button down the hatches. The cage full of children.
Hoist it up, and up to the ship we go.
Alone. Good. I've guessed the secret of these doors. The tree trunks must lead down to the house below. Oh, clever hook. Now, which of these trees will take me? That plump boy with all the coats on, like a pass the parcel. He looked about the same size as me. Not this one. Nor this one either. But perhaps this one. The bottom of the shaft. Stab me, because I can't budge. East or west, north or south. The passageway's too narrow for me. Is he here? Now my eyes grow accustomed to the gloom.
crikey, with no room to swing it.
He does. And settles back to sleep.
My boy's so infernally cocky.
Wait. A little glass by the bed. His medicine, no doubt. I can just reach it. Fate, this is my moment. In my cloak, lest I should ever be taken alive, is a tiny flagon of deadly poison. 5 drops in his glass, each toxic, venomous drop, fatal enough to kill off an army, and that makes an end of Pan. One, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, Peter Pan poisoned. How killingly funny.
The tree again? No one will ever be any the wiser. But as the old saying goes, dead men tell no tales.
Tink, is that you? Hold on, I'll open the door.
The Redskins lost. Wendy and the boys have been captured by the pirates.
I'll rescue them. Just let me sharpen my sword.
Peter, listen. Don't drink the medicine.
Oh, yes, my medicine. I haven't forgotten. I'll take it in a minute.
No.
I promised Wendy I would take
my... Don't drink it, Peter. It's poisoned. While you were asleep...
What? Who could have poisoned it? Anyway, I didn't fall asleep. I'm going to take my medicine, Tink, and there is nothing you can do. What are you... Tink, you're drinking my medicine. Stop! Oh, you've drunk it all. Tink, what's the matter with you? Was it really... Oh, Tink, you drank it to save me?
Yes.
But why?
Silly.
Tink. Your light has gone so faint now. If it goes out, Tink! What? Your voice is so low, I can hardly hear you. You might get well again if the children believe in fairies, but I don't know. Look, if you can hear me, anyone, say quick that you believe in fairies. Just say it in your heart. I believe, and clap your hands. If just one person somewhere who hears me will believe and clap their hands, I'm sure Tink will get well again. Who didn't clap later. Now, to rescue Wendy!
Wendy, I feel sick again.
Oh, Tink, come on, to the ship!
How still the night is. Nothing sounds alive. That means you, Smee. You're doing it again.
What, Captain?
Drinking your tea from the saucer. Ooh. Contemptible habit. Frightfully bad form. Now is the hour when children in their homes are abed.
their lips bright brown with the good night's chocolate, their tongues drowsily searching for belated bickies housed insecurely on their shining cheeks. Compare with them, the children on this boat, about to walk the plank. Split my infinitives, but is my hour of triumph. Pan killed, and all the boys about to walk the plank.
Brings a warm glow to your heart, does it, Captain?
No, it doesn't, Shmee.
Oh.
Some dizzy spirit compels me now to make my dying speech, lest when dying there may be no time for it. All mortals envy me. Yet better perhaps for Hook to have had less ambition. Oh, fame, fame, thou glittering bauble! In striving for thee, what happier fate have I forgone? No little children love me. I am told when they play at Peter Pan, the strongest always chooses to be Peter. They force the baby to be Hook. The baby! That is where the canker gnaws! No bicarbonate of soda, though I say it with my last breath. Are all the prisoners chained, Duke, so they can't fly away?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Then hoist them up on deck.
Bring them up, bring them home. Bring them home. Send them up, you are gentlemanly.
Silence! Now then, you bullies. Six of you walk the plank tonight. But I have room for two cabin boys. Which of you is it to be,
Well, you see, sir, I don't think my mother would like me to be a pirate.
What?
Would your mother like you to be a pirate slightly?
Course,
no, Tootles, I don't think so. What? Twins, would your mother like you
I'll stow this gab! You boy, you look as if you had a little pluck in you. Just never want to be a pirate, me hearty.
Well, actually, sir... Yes. When I was at school, I once thought of calling myself Red-Handed Jack.
Oh, well, a fine name, too. Oh, we taught you that here if you joined us.
What do you think, Michael?
What name would you give me if I joined?
What would you say to Blackbeard Joe?
Aye. And can I bring my teddy bear?
Goody.
John, what do you think?
Wait, Michael. Would we still be respectful subjects of the king?
You would have to swear down with the king.
Then I refuse.
And I refuse too.
You little...
God save the king!
Yes!
Silence! That seals your doom! Bring up their mother! Get the plank ready!
Bring up their mother!
You don't bring up a mother. A mother brings up children.
Make faster the plancha to the poopa!
Here she is, Captain. The mother. Bless her.
Pray unhand me.
So, my beauty, you have come to see your children walk the plank.
Are they to die?
They are. Silence! For a mother's last words to her children.
Last words? Dear boys, I feel that I have a message for you from your real mothers. And it is this. We hope our sons will die like English gentlemen.
English gentlemen! Enough!
I'm going to do what my mother hopes. What are you going to do, John?
What my mother hopes. What are you going to do, Michael?
What my mother...
Enough, I say! Tie their mother up, lash her to the mainmast. Chaco! Have you made fast the plank to the poop?
Si, Capitano, I've made fast the poop to the plank.
Warms the cockles of my heart to see dear old Johnny Plank again. Well, you bilge rats, what are you waiting for? Over the side with the words that. Did you hear it? It's me.
What? The croc's me. It's the croc. It's the croc. The
crocodile! Hide me! Shield me! Gold to the man who saves me!
All right. Come astern, Captain. We'll all stand round you and hide you. It seems to be boarding the sloop at the forecastle head.
At the anchor line.
Aye, Smee, aye. Paddle close about me, bullies. For pity's sake. Mayhap, my last hour. It's come.
Huddling, commence. Commence, huddling. Huddle, huddle.
Boys,
look, it's Peter. He's climbing up the rigging with the clock.
He's come to rescue us.
Shh, Michael, keep quiet. Peter, look out behind you. Wibbles of the eye patch.
Oh, what have we here?
Wibbles, farewell. Where are all the other pirates?
Up at the back, protecting Captain Hook from the croc. Wendy's tied to the mast over there. We're all chained up so we won't fly away. And we can't shift the padlocks on our wrists.
Looks as if these locks would open with a single key.
A key? There's a key in the captain's cabin. Over there.
I'll try and find it. As soon as you get a chance, come and join me in the cabin.
But how will we get a chance?
I'll think of something. Just wait and see. Well, here goes.
Listen, Smee.
I can't hear anything.
Precisely.
It's gone. Yes, there's not a sound anywhere.
Then here's to Johnny Plank.
Johnny Plank.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, the frisky plank. You walks along it so, till it goes down and you goes down to Davy Jones' beer.
Oh, we turn your horns away.
Want a touch of the cat before you walk the plank?
Oh.
Fetch the cat, Jukes. It's in the cabin.
Aye, aye, sir.
The cabin? But Peter's in the cabin, Michael.
I know.
What do you know, boy? What the cat is? Yo-ho, yo-ho, the scratching cat. Its tails are nine, you know. And when they're writ upon your back, you're fit to go below.
I can't see it, Captain. It's as dark as night in here.
What was that?
It was horrible.
Go on nearest the cabin, Checo. Investigate. Go on.
See, Capitano.
Columbo!
What's the matter with Bill Jukes, your dog?
Oh, the matter with him is that he's dead. Stabbed.
Bill Jukes is stabbed?
The cabin is as black as a pit. There's something in there. Something terrible. The thing you heard the crowing.
Checo, go back and fetch me out that doodle-doo.
No, Capitano. No. No, not twist my kerchief with any hook.
Did you say you would go, Checo?
Si, Capitano.
Stethanot's fish, who will bring me out, that doodle-doo?
Let's wait till Checo comes out.
I think I hear you volunteer, Starkey.
No, Lord Thunder.
Of course you didn't. My hook thinks you did. Would it not be advisable, Starkey, to humour the hook?
I'll swing before I'll go in there.
Mutiny, is it? And Starkey is ringleader. Shake hands, Starkey.
Oh, get away from me with that thing. No, get away.
Man overboard. And good riddance, too. Did any other gentleman say mutiny?
No.
Very well. I will bring out that doodle-doo myself. Smee, the lantern.
I catch it. He's going in the cabin. He's coming out of the cabin.
Some thing blew out the light.
Some thing? The ship is doomed. We're all doomed.
Kid, do ya? By Caius and Balbus, bullies, here is a notion. Let the prisoners fight the doodle-doo for their lives. If they kill him, we are so much the better. If he kills them, we are none the worse.
How can they fight, Smee? They're all tied up.
They won't fly away, so they can't fight, can they?
Take their time! Stand fast, you scavengers! Are you men? Look at you!
Yes.
Everyone a name of terror on the Spanish main.
Except Smee, of course. He thinks they fear him. How can I break it to him that they think him lava boy?
Well, are you with me?
Right, come on, we'll do it!
Then open the cabin door and drive the children in!
Oh, I can't look, Noodle. It's too terrible. But think that it's come to this.
Into the cabin with you. Go on, or you feel the stain of my dirt!
And now you take your chance with that doodle-doo!
Belay there and listen to them squawk when they find their doodle-doo.
Hello, boys.
Peter. Here's the key. I'll undo your chains. Right, John, you carry on. I'll spy out of this window.
They're all looking away because they're frightened of the doodle-doo.
Right. Creep out, everyone, and hide wherever you can. I'll rescue Wendy.
I can't bear it any longer. What will become of them?
The doodle-doo. They must have killed them all. Every last one.
Oh, no.
The ship's bewitched.
It's going to doodle-doo for us all. Help! All hands on deck.
Wait.
What?
I've thought it out, lads. There's a Jonah aboard.
Why? A Jonah? And a Jinx?
And it's a man with a hook.
What?
Aye. A man with a hook.
No, lads. Tis the girl. Never was luck on a pirate ship with a woman aboard, eh? It's a well-known fact.
Well, that is true enough. That's just what the old Flint always used to say.
Oh, yes, old Flint himself will right the ship when she has gone. Yeah, put up your swords, lads. Let's throw her overboard!
It's worth trying.
Skylight, and tie her from that mast. Into the water with her!
There's nothing can save you now, Missy.
Oh, there's one.
Oh, and who's that?
Peter Pan, the Avenger!
Jim Pan! But you're dead!
Yeah.
I killed you! How did you change places with the girl? Cleave him to the Briscoe!
The ship's a curse!
Down, boys! And at her!
Michael, stay here in the lifeboat with me.
I just killed a pirate.
I know, it's awful, awful.
No, it isn't. I like it. I like it.
How about you hook
back? Back, you mice!
Something's caught my sword arm.
It's Hook. Do you like him?
Somebody's cut me free. Put up your swords, boys. This man is mine.
So, Pan. This is all you're doing.
Aye, Jazz Hook. It's all my doing.
Proud and insolent youth, prepare to meet thy doom.
Dark, sinister man. Have at thee, on guard.
I'll teach you to come back from the dead.
He was never born. Oh.
There, and there. Where is he?
Behind you.
It's me. Tell me, who is Peter?
Search me, Noodle. No one rightly knows. Perhaps he's just somebody's boy who never was born.
Take care, Pan. I am the greatest swordsman in France.
We're not in France.
Waited long for this moment.
Do you know what I hate about you, Hook? You're all mouth and trousers.
You know what I hate about you, Pan?
No breathing.
Peter, the pirates are losing. Leave him now, let's get away.
Yo, Wendy, it's Hook for me this time.
Some fiend fights me. Pan, who and what art thou?
I am you. I am joy. I am
freedom!
Do it again!
Cut me into pieces, and every piece will run at you! The smaller I am, the sharper I'll sting!
Oh, you're not seeing me without your sword!
How did you do that? I'm disarmed! No matter, for you, Pan, are doomed! Hook of Eton and Belial will fire the powder magazine!
Why is the captain going down the hold?
He was saying something about a bomb.
A bomb?
The ship's hold is full of gunpowder, Pan. Huh? In 2 minutes, the Jolly Roger will be blown to smithereens! Oh. And you with it!
No, no, no.
Back, you puling spawn! I'll show you the road to dusty death! A detonation of children! There is something grand in the idea!
The captain's gone too low. He's blown up the Jolly Roger. What? Abandon ship, matey!
Oh,
Men!
Men! Come back! Smee!
Goodbye, captain!
Lads! My old mates under the mast! Don't leave me! Don't leave me! You lily-livered dogs! A plague on the lot of you! Hmm?
What?
You forgot something.
My bomb! Confound you, Pan! Give it here! I have to take it back down to the gunpowder store! No! Don't throw it overboard!
Oh, there she blows!
I'll beat you yet, Pan! I can still catch it!
Oh, Peter, look! We jumped up onto the plank to catch the bomb!
Look in the plank!
Backwards!
Caught it, my kid!
Well held, son!
Is that me? This plank is unsteady.
Peter, over the side, huh? Coming out of the water. I saw the...
Who's pulling at this wretched plank? Crocodile!
James Hook, thou not wholly unheroic figure, farewell!
Not so fast, man! I haven't said my famous last words! Floriat Ituna!
I wonder if the crocodile swallowed the bomb too!
Perishes James Hook.
Elliot Ituna!
Third figure!
Oh, Peter! I think you're the bravest boy in all the world.
Yay! I suppose I am the bravest and the cleverest and the wonderfulest boy that ever there was. I don't say it in boasting, but just because I cannot tell a lie.
Yay! Right, lads! Out with the top gallant mast and lower the jib boom sail. With luck, we'll catch the tide.
Are we going to sail the Jolly Roger?
We are. Salute your captain, my hearties.
Oh, Peter, is there anything in all the world you can't do?
I'll tell you if I think of it.
3 cheers for Captain Pan. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Putting out their night things again and turning back the sheets. Oh, Nana, it touches my heart to see you do that night after night. But they'll never come back. My children will never come back.
Nana's dinner is served, Missus, in the dining room.
Thank you, Liza.
To think I've got a master as has changed places with his dog.
Out of remorse, Liza.
Remorse? Well, I don't think it's respectable for a gentleman to go to his office each day in a kennel with little boys running alongside cheering. Listen, that's the cabman and Mr. O'Toole fetching him home now, if I'm not mistook.
You got it.
Thank you.
You go for it.
I've got it.
Just a few more steps.
Yeah.
Straight.
Oh, good.
Don't scratch my kennel on the banister.
No, sir. That's fine.
Through the door.
Through the door.
Yes.
He got in here. Oh, yes. Wallpaper. Over to the corner.
Right.
As you go.
Taking you over now,
gently.
Sir.
Okay. And down. Here's sixpence for you, cabby. And sixpence for you, O'Toole.
Oh, thanks, sir.
Ciao, Cap. See you in the morning. Usual time.
Yes.
Yeah, there was quite a crowd outside tonight, missus.
Little boys, if you ask me. I'll see you out, gentlemen.
There were some grown-ups tonight as well.
What sort of a day have you had today, George, dear?
Hard, Mary. Very hard. But it's gratifying to know that the public's sympathy is with us. When the taxicab, with my kennel in it, passed the stock exchange, the members all came out and waved at me.
I hope your head won't be turned by it all.
How can you ever think such a thing? Mind you, I suppose we wouldn't be such celebrities if the children hadn't flown away.
George, you're quite sure you're not enjoying it?
Enjoying it? Mary, see my punishment. Living in a kennel. Day and night.
Oh, forgive me, dear one.
No, it is I who need forgiveness. Always I, never you. Mea culpa, And now I feel curiously drowsy.
You settle down in your kennel and try to get comfy.
And shut the window, will you, Mary? There's such a draught.
Oh, George, never, never ask me to do that. The window must be left open for them, always. Always, George.
Of course, my dear one. How thoughtless of me. I'll just have a little cat nap.
Is this it?
It looks so small.
I think I've been here before.
Of course you have. This is home, you stupid.
Oh, look. There's your old bed, Michael.
I'd nearly forgotten.
And there's the kennel.
Perhaps Nana's sleeping in it.
No, there seems to be a man sleeping in it.
A man? It's Father, isn't it?
I think so.
Let me see Father. Oh, he isn't as big as the pirate I killed.
Wendy, surely Father isn't used to sleep in the kennel.
Perhaps we don't remember the old days as well as we thought.
It's very careless of Mother not to be here when we come back. Shh. Wendy. Oh, Wendy.
John, who is that pretty lady?
It's Mother.
Mother? So I thought you were Mother Wendy.
That was just pretend, Michael. Oh, dear, it certainly is time we were home.
Let's creep in and put our hands over her eyes.
No, we'd better break it to her gently. Quick, into bed, everyone.
Righto.
She's coming.
So is Nana.
Oh, Nana. I see them in their beds so often in my dreams, but I still seem to see them when I'm awake. And so often their voices call me. My little children whom I'll see no more.
Mother?
Yes, that's Wendy's voice. Just as if she were here in the room. But she is, Mother. And that's John.
Mother? Mother? Are you sure that's Mother?
And that's little Michael. And when they call me, I stretch out my arms to them. But they never come.
Mother!
Mother, where are you?
Mother!
John! Michael, you're here. Oh, you're really here. George? George, the children are home. Nana, no. Oh.
A little less noise there, please. A little less noise. John? Michael? Wendy?
Oh. Yes, Father.
Hello, Mother.
Hello, Father. I killed a pirate.
Pirate?
Actually, Father, there are a few more of us now.
Not what? That I can see, darling.
Oh, the others are waiting outside with Liza to give me time to explain about them. We thought you might like to adopt them, you see, Mother.
Adopt? Them? How many more of you are there, if I might be permitted to ask?
Well, several.
You can come in now, boys.
Boys?
Goodness me.
Oh,
There's Tootles.
Hello.
And Nibs.
How do you?
And the twins, though, I suppose they only count as one, really, in a way.
Do we?
Which is which?
We both are.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, and Curly, well, he's a bit of a pickle.
I must say, you don't do things by heart.
Hello, I'm Curly. Is this your mother, Wendy? I choose her.
No, Curly, you don't choose a mother, you just get one. Isn't that the way, Father?
Huh? Oh, well, that's certainly how it's normally done.
Oh, and slightly, of course. Hello, Liza.
Oh, no, slightly doesn't need adopting, Miss Wendy. I've seen to that already myself on the way upstairs. I just felt it in my bones that he needed me for a mother somehow.
I knew it too.
Oh,
so that only leaves five, you see, in addition to us three.
Only five.
Look, do you think we should be too much of a handful, sir? Because if so, then we'll go away.
Well, actually...
I'd be very glad to have them all, George.
Oh, and I always cut the hair myself to save money.
Well, what makes you think they'd fit in?
Well, we will.
I'm afraid I shall have to say, follow the leader. We'll show you around your new home. Come along, Mary. We have seven sons now. Oh, what cricket matches we shall have.
Peter? Peter, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Wendy. Well, goodbye.
Oh, dear, are you going away?
Yes.
You don't feel, Peter, that you might like to say anything to my parents about a very sweet subject?
No.
About me, Peter.
About you?
Yes.
Oh, Wendy, is that Peter there? We've adopted all the other boys, Peter. Would you like us to adopt you too?
Would you send me to school?
Oh, yes.
And then to an office?
I suppose so.
And soon I would be a man.
Very soon.
No, I don't want to go to school and learn solemn things. Keep back, lady. No one's going to catch me and make me a man. I'm always going to be a boy and have fun.
Oh, very well, then.
Oh, Peter, you'll be awfully lonely, I think.
Come back with me, then.
Oh, yes, I'd love to. Mother, may I?
Oh, no, certainly not. Now that I've got you home, I mean to keep you.
But he does so need a mother.
So do you, my love, so do you.
It's settled, then. Goodbye.
Oh, Mother.
But, Peter, I shall let her visit you every year for a week to help with your spring cleaning.
All right, then. Good night.
Say goodnight to him, Wendy.
Oh, couldn't I fly out to him, Mother, just for a minute?
No, dear.
Oh, good night, Peter.
Good night, Wendy.
Peter, Peter, you won't forget me, will you? When spring cleaning time comes, say you won't forget.
And he didn't forget, did he, Mummy?
No, Jane, not the first year. I waited the whole long year. How I waited! And then when he came, he thought that only a day had gone by. And he was exactly the same. But then the next year, he forgot. And I tried so hard not to grow, Jane. And then the year after, he came again and didn't even know he'd missed a year.
And off you flew.
And off we flew. Oh, Jane, it's all so long ago. I sometimes wonder whether I ever really did fly.
Why can't you fly now, Mummy?
I suppose because I'm grown up, dearest. When people are grown up, they forget the way.
But it was all right, because then you got married and lived happily ever after, and had me.
Ah, yes. Then came to the lovely Wendy, a little daughter of her own. I don't know how it is, but I just always knew that one day I would have a little daughter.
What was I like?
Pen cannot describe her. She would have to be written with a golden splash. The end. Now you must go to sleep.
But I'm not a bit sleepy.
Good night.
But Mummy, the thing is...
What, darling? Oh, fast asleep. Peter? Peter?
Hello, Wendy.
Peter, do you know how long it is since you were last here?
A day or two? Is John asleep?
John doesn't sleep in that bed anymore.
But Michael's in his bed.
No, Peter, that isn't Michael.
It's a new one!
Yes.
Boy or girl?
Girl. Her name is Jane.
Jane?
Peter, are you expecting me to fly away with you?
Of course, that's why I've come. It's spring cleaning time. You haven't forgot, Wendy.
No, Peter. But I can't come with you. I don't know how to fly anymore.
I'll soon teach you,
Jane. No, Peter. I'm old, Peter. I'm ever so much more than 20.
You're not.
I'm married now, and the little girl in the...